Hey, greetings, everybody. You're listening to the 80s Underground Show getting underway here on KSCU Santa Clara, your underground sound, also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm at 107.5 in New Zealand. Got a special edition of the show for today. As promised on the old show Facebook page earlier in this week, we're doing a countdown of the best albums of 1989. I don't think I've paid tribute to 89 yet on this show. So we're going to pick the last year of the great decade of the 80s, countdown at least my favorite albums in the 80s alternative genre. You know, I was reading an article a year or so ago, and I remember it was an article touting the best year and the worst year in popular music. And believe it or not, 1989 made the list of the worst year in popular music over the last 30-some years, 40-some years. And I think with good reason. If you look at the mainstream level, we can point to, you know, New Kids on the Block, Milli Vanilli, Richard Marx. Don't forget that great record from Cher. As a pretty low point in popular music. But beneath all of that rubbish, there was a big underground music scene really starting to take off and launched a great alternative scene into the 90s and beyond. So that's what it's all about. There was quite a great slew of records on the underground scene in 1989, and you'll hear some of those in the countdown. We're going to start with 25 as we count down the best albums of 1989 over the next 2 hours. Facebook.com/80sunderground is the show page. On Facebook, I will have today's podcast and playlist countdown there later today. So please check it out as we fire up the vinyl starting at number 25. The Hoodoo Gurus 1989 album Magna Cum Louder featured this great single. It's the 80s Underground, best of 89.
What you want from me? There isn't much I will not do if it's only every sacred cow. Tell me all the things you might have done.
All right, it's the 80s Underground Best Albums of 1989 edition today. They're at number 24 on the list. Love and Rockets, self-titled record from 1989, featured that big single for them, So Alive. Number 25, we started off the countdown with the Hoodoo Gurus, their Magnum Come Louder LP, another great alternative record from that year. Come Anytime, the track there. So yes, we are counting down the best albums of 1989 on the 80s Underground show today. Number 23 on the list is a great record by Kirsty MacColl. She was pretty quiet for the better part of the decade, but by the end of the decade, had pulled up a number of great songs, which would comprise her 1989 album Kite. And incidentally, the reissue of the album later on included some bonus material recorded around that time, including a cover of the Smiths song You Just Haven't Earned It Yet, Baby, penned by Mr. Morrissey and Johnny Marr. She did a great rendition of it, and so I'm going to play that for you now for number 23 on our list. Best albums of 1989. It's Kirsty MacColl and her Kite LP. Here we go. If you want-
understand, even though I know I'm in debt.
There you go. Fabulous record from 1989 from the Canadian band Grapes of Wrath. Their Now and Again LP. That might not chart so highly on other alternative geeks list of best albums of 89, but that one I hold close to my heart. I love the Grapes of Wrath. That is a great, great record of theirs that I played incessantly when it came out. So what the hell? I made it number 22 on my list. That's a track called Not the Way It Is from the Grapes of Wrath. Now and Again LP from 1989. We're counting down the best records of that year. Before that, I had Kirsty MacColl at 23 on the list with her record Kite. Came out in May of 1989, produced incidentally by her then husband Steve Lillywhite of early U2 fame. Of course, he also produced some of the early Chameleons records. Very well-known producer from the early 80s. We played a bonus track. It was on the CD reissue. It was a cover of the Smiths song, You Just Haven't Earned It Yet, Baby. Kirsty MacColl, great record. Sort of a sometimes overlooked album of hers, but a bunch of cool songs on it. Of wonderful pop music. So we're up to number 20 on the list. And I particularly remember the video for this song. It was all over MTV's 120 Minutes. I want to say late summer, early fall of 89, I think is when it was out and about. It is the ninth album. It is the ninth track from the ninth album by this band. And their album is called Nine. Public Image Limited, number 20 on the list. Dig it.
Really? would be coming. And then I saw you in the distance, off and running. But from start to finish, I was hard to fall. And I fell so deep within it, I got lost inside it all.
Go sounding very much like an extension of Echo and the Bunnymen. That is the debut album from Echo and the Bunnymen frontman Ian McCulloch, the Candleland LP. Great record from 1989, made number 20 on the list as we're counting down the best records of that year. And pretty popular record in the college radio circuit there from Mr. Ian McCulloch. Featured many cool tracks, including that one there called Proud to Fall. Public Image Limited before that, number 21 on the list. We heard the ninth track from their ninth album, called Number 9, released in 1989. The track Disappointed. Incidentally, PIL's out on tour this coming fall doing a bunch of dates across North America. Just announced San Francisco date the day after Thanksgiving, so you're loaded up on turkey and all that stuff. Go see Public Image Limited. They're playing at the Chapel, San Francisco, November 27th. Tickets on sale. You can find out more. For you local listeners, go to thechapelsf.com and go check out PIL, November 27th. I'm sure they got a bunch of other dates across North America worth looking into as well for those of you out of the area. All right, so up to number 19 on the list. We're counting down the best albums of 1989. And this record's a nice pairing with the Ian McCulloch record I just played. Both albums released on Sire Records. As we fire up the vinyl here, It's the debut record from New York, Pennsylvania, four-piece, The Ocean Blue, a great debut album. Coming in at number 19, the best, 1989. Here's The Ocean Blue.
Always living back in Dixon, circa 1949, and we're all sitting at the fountain at the five and dime. Cause he's living in some Beamer.
cause he's on a secret mission. Headquarters just radioed in. He left his baby at the dance hall while the band plays on some sweet song. And on a mission over China, the lady opens up her arms. The flowers bloom where you have placed them, and the lady smiles just like mom. Angels' wings are icing over. McDonnell Douglas olive drab. They bear the names of our sweethearts, and the captain smiles as we crash. In the mind of Ronald Reagan, wheels they turn and gears they grind. A building's collapse in slow motion, and trains collide. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
The 80s Underground, Best Albums of 1989 edition, coming in number 18 there, the mighty Camper Van Beethoven. Key Lime Pie, the record they put out that year, featured a remake of an obscure 60s song, Pictures of Matchstick Men. That was kind of their notable single from that record, but that's a another notable track. It's called Sweethearts from Camper Van Beethoven. Number 19, we had the Ocean Blue and the great... Between Something and Nothing track from their self-titled debut record. Pretty well-received debut album from that Pennsylvania-based band. So we're counting them down up to number 16, or actually 17 now on the list. The Cult achieved quite a bit of notoriety for this album. Featured the big single Fire Woman. Sort of a bombastic rock record. Sort of on the fringes of 80s underground, but I consider them part of that oeuvre, if you will, that cadre, that canon. Sonic Temple was a record they put out. Here's a cool track from it called Sun King. It's the Cult. Yes, number 17 on the list. Best 1989.
Yeah. me to the quick with some kind of abandon, and I'm pouring over every word in my mind, and it isn't making sense. It's just coming back at random, and I already forgot what I expected to find. So maybe it's the wrong game, I'll shut down the replay. Maybe it's a case of heartless heart, but I'm down for the count. There's got to be some way to clear out whatever keeps us apart. No silver lining, I'm far past the point of doing it right. I can still strike the match that'll stop the moment shining. There might be something new in that light.
The 80s Underground Show, Best Albums of 1989 edition, coming in at number 16 there. The debut album from Michael Penn, brother of actors Sean Penn and Christopher Penn. Great singer-songwriter. His debut record there, March, from September 1989, and one of the singles from that record, This and That. Never quite got the acclaim and notoriety he got for his debut record. He did a bunch of, a fair number of records on through the 90s and beyond, and collaborated with artists like Liz Phair and Amy Mann, among others. Always a pretty acclaimed singer-songwriter, but never quite got big fame and notoriety that he probably deserved. But a record there that was probably his most well-known debut album, March, from Michael Penn, in the 80s Underground. What else? We had The Cult before that, number 17, their Sonic Temple LP, big bombastic rock record. Sun King was the track I played for you there. We had Camper Van Beethoven before that with their Key Lime Pie album, The Ocean Blue, in there. We're counting them down. I will have the full list and podcast posted later today at facebook.com/80sunderground. So here we go. We're heading toward number one at the end of the show today. I got to keep pace with that. Let's go to number 15 on the list, the album 11. Pretty popular record for the East Coast band The Smithereens, featured many hit singles. I'm not sure if this particular track I'm going to play was a single, but I do remember it from the record. It's a good pop song called Yesterday Girl. Number 15, it's The Smithereens and the album 11. Here we go, firing up the
I never think about the future, I just live for today. And if you want a ready answer, I've got nothing to say. So please don't bother talking to me, I'll just disappoint you. Because I'm quite content to sit right here with nothing to do. Well, I'm not the same guy that you used to know. I used to be the guy that had some place to go. But that was yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Something to lose. So please don't go and ask me questions, I just won't feel the same.
I'll do what you say, doesn't matter anyway.
And when I think about religion, well, there's no one to blame.
I'll agree with you, doesn't matter what I do.
Now I'm not the same guy that you used to know. I used to be the turkey.
But that was yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl.
of a lot of people trying to tell me what I can and can't do. My life. Of a lot of people in a lot of high places don't want you and me to enjoy ourselves. Well, I'm too get off their ass to help themselves change this government and better this society. Hold on a second. I smell burning. I see a change coming round the bend, and I suggest to you that it takes just 5 seconds, just 5 seconds of decision. Realize that the time is right to start thinking about a little revolution.
There you go, an album like no other, released in 1989 from Rugby, Warwickshire, England, Spaceman 3. You know, while you know Milli Vanilli and Richard Marx were destroying mainstream music, you had that going on in the Midlands of the UK, just wreaking havoc, psychedelic noise inspired by the MC5 and a bunch of others. Spaceman 3, landmark record for that band. They have a scant amount of material, but it coalesced with the release of that record, Playing with Fire from 1989, Revolution, the track there. Spaceman 3 made number 14. Is that right? Number 14 on the list. Smithereens before that, great record, a little more on the popular side from 1989. Their 11 LP, Yesterday Girl was the track we had there. And we're counting them down, getting toward number one at the end of the show. We're up to lucky number 13 on the list. And for that one, I picked The's Mind Bomb LP. Big college radio record, pretty popular in the alternative circles. Contributions from Johnny Marr on this record from The. So let's see, the track I'm going to play for you is the first song on side two, Beat On Generation.
When you cast your eyes on the skyline,
number 13.
Once proud nation, can you sense the fear and the hatred growing in the hearts of its population? And our youth, oh youth, are being seduced by the greedy hands of politics. Misinformation, the beaten generation, the beaten generation. Open your eyes, open your imagination. We're being sedated by the gasoline fumes and hypnotized by the satellites into believing what is good and what is right. You may be worshipping the temples of mammon, or lost in the prisons of religion, but can you still walk back to happiness when you've nowhere left to run? The beaten generation, the beaten generation, reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. The beaten generation, the beaten generation. Open your eyes, open your imagination. They send in the special police to deliver us from liberty and keep us from peace. Sit ill upon their tongues when they tell us justice is being done, that freedom lives in the barrels of a warm gun. The beaten generation, the beaten generation, reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation.